Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this particular segment, and we're going to be chatting with Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman regarding various issues, important issues in fact. So just give us a second.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Sahab, hope you're well. We've got some important business to discuss. So,
okay.
Yes, let's start with your issue yesterday in Pakistan. It was quite disturbing. Did this take place yesterday? And you want to give us the details so our listeners are informed?
Well, it's a week-long masala. On last Thursday, a week from today, a teacher in an Islamic school, it's a female section, the ladies section, the teacher saw her student who has been skipping class.
Mm.
The student comes in the morning and takes attendance, okay, but she doesn't attend all of her classes. And one particular class she doesn't attend is the Quran class. Right, this is a school that when you come in, you do hifz. When you complete your hifz, then you start your academics, and you can finish with metric or O-level, etc. So this girl was not in class, and it was time for class. The teacher saw her outside of the classroom, told her to come. Okay, disciplined her by telling her stand outside the classroom for 15 minutes. They're standing like in a doorway. And that was done, and then she was allowed to come into the class. Okay, now Thursday was finished. Friday was a half a day. Nothing happened. Monday, the first real full day of school after that, was this past Monday. The mamu, the uncle of the girl, the mother and father of the girl, as well as some rangers and even maybe the police, who came, and they requested to speak to the teacher. So everyone understood, okay, well, there was a problem there, the other day, Thursday, so, okay, let's go with the teacher. They got the teacher, and the mamu, who did most of the actions, okay, he's a police officer, he grabbed the, berated the teacher, who's a hafiza, and in jail, he ripped off a veil, and he held his gun in his hand and hit her in the face with the butt, but the handle of the gun. Hit her in the face. All right. So everyone fled. All the people in the office. Everybody was fleeing. They locked themselves into the office. And the parents, the uncle, and everybody, they left. Okay. So the teacher had to be taken to the hospital for injuries. She wanted to file a complaint against the parents. And so they contacted the principal, who happens to be a Muslim, okay, and who started the school, okay. And the Mufti's on the calm down, don't worry, we'll take care of this. This is a bad look for the school, and don't go to the newspapers, don't say anything, and don't file any reports or anything like that. We'll handle this. But they didn't handle it. So the next day, Tuesday, the teacher, along with other teachers, went to the police station and filed a FIR, okay, report. And the father was arrested, but they cannot find the uncle.
All right.
Since he's a police officer, the police forces, they protect their own. The teacher, the female teacher, as well as the other female teachers, making demands to the principal. Listen, you got to catch this guy, have him arrested, okay? And this sister here, this teacher, she should be transferred to another campus or another school, because obviously it's not safe for her here, okay? And the principal, the mufti, he refused to do it. He said, no, we'll take care of it. And so I was told a lot of this because I have a student that I do tuition for, okay? And he's in the school. He's in the male campus, okay? And he says, yeah, there was no school yesterday because it was Yom Takbir, the day that Pakistan became a nuclear power. So there was no school, there was no office work, anything. Today, all the students in the school, male campus, female campus, they're all going to the female campus. And they've been on Instagram and Facebook and spreading the word. Listen, come to the protest, get there at 9 o'clock, make banners. And the teachers gave a list of different types of quotes that you can put on the banner. If you cannot make a banner, then, you know, contact someone who can. We can make more than one banner and come out there, and we're going to protest all of this, you know. And this is Islamic school, allegedly, all right? And so this is the word. Now, I was told by my student that three different television channels, they carried this incident, okay? And very surprisingly, the uncle who did most of the physical damage is someone with a beard as long as any movie, okay? I thought he'd be like some clean-shaved guy, you know, but no, this, when you look at him, you would think that he was the principal of the school. But he was in a police uniform, though. But you could tell, very long beard. It was shameful, okay? It was shameful. And people I've talked to, no one's ever heard anything like this before.
Hmm. And you're in South Africa, it's both ways you get it. The students get abused, that you hear quite often. That's because the parents make a noise. But this was absolutely no abuse. And what are the parents supposed to do? Let's rephrase. What are the teachers supposed to do? Forget the parents. How do you then train this child, or train this particular future of future generations? How do you train them to have a system of respect, a system of order? Basically, you can't, because the minute you act as a teacher and you try to do any of these things, then it becomes a major thing. I recall my grandfather, he was very strict on various issues, and he had to go from masjid to masjid because they said he's too strict. And sometimes, but here's the beauty of it. He wasn't just strict with other people's children. My father tells me one day as a child, he was playing with a Quran Sharif, or not a Quran Sharif, just a normal book, and using it like a steering wheel, as normal children do. And he says, my father gave me such a smack because of that, disrespecting the kitab and the rest, that I, till today, I've learned my lesson. So you can't do absolutely nothing. And this is how we're growing more and more into this deeper state of chaos, because there's no order, there's no system. Nobody can train your child. You can't do it at home. And that's why many parents, you speak to them, why are you sending your children here and there? It's too much at home. We can't look after them the whole day. So you send them here.
Let me interrupt you for a second.
Yes.
Okay. This is something that Mawlana Tamimi, rahmatullah alayh, this is what he had said when the madaris was started. Okay. He said, because of the madaris and Qari Saab, okay, going to your house and, you know, teaching and what have you, or people sending their children to Qari Saab, their children didn't learn the deen at home anymore.
Mm.
Okay? The parents just took off their responsibility and gave the responsibility of teaching Deen to the ulama, to the qari. Mm. Okay, and so now it's coming back to bite them. Okay, because there's problems with that. Now, Hazrat Maulana Desai has always said, reminded us that children shouldn't be taken away from their parents early on in their life. They should, the first madrasa is the lap of the mother. Mm. But that's not the case anymore. Mm. Okay, especially now we become very lazy, especially the middle class that I see here in Karachi. It becomes fashion to have your child become a hafiz, okay, and go to an Islamic school to get your metric, okay, and for your wife, for you to join Tabligh Jamaat, and for your wife to wear niqab and even gloves sometimes, but she drives the car. So she goes to the mall, by herself. She's in every man's face, but she's, dressed properly. So the whole system is out of order, okay? Because we're not following the system correctly. We should be raising our children Islamically from the beginning. And when we get to the level where we don't have the knowledge, to teach them about things, then we bring a qari. Then we bring a mulana. Mm. Okay, to teach them, to take them further in the knowledge of deen. Okay, we're so ignorant of deen ourselves, though. This is the problem. Mm. And we know if we send our children to school to become hafiz, that on Qiyamah, we'll get this new suit of clothes and we'll get a crown and, we'll have this high position. All right, forgetting the fact that, yes, we also have to get up and pray Fajr. Mm. Okay, and we don't do that. We feel that, okay, I'm in Jannah now. My son is hafiz, so I'm good, because he can do shafaris for me, okay, on Qiyamah for all my mistakes. Mm. You see? But this is the type of thing we're doing, and it goes back to what we were just talking about before the news. When Ramadan comes, the first couple of days, shaitan is chained up the whole 30, but the first couple of days, it helps us. And then after that, we go back on automatic pilot. Mm. And we just follow our nafs. So here's the thing.
Mm. it's a weird world. We just got a minute left, so I don't think we can even touch on any subject. We'll leave. We've got Monday now, I think. I'll give you the feedback on
okay,
the
bank. Sonny, hold on. If we only have 1 minute, then let me finish off on this thing.
Yes.
As I was telling my student, who also in this school, I told him the real problem here, the real problem was started by the movie. Okay? Mm. He has a school where there are women. Mm. Okay? Women leaving that house, teaching, women leaving the house and studying. Mm. Okay? And that's a problem. Okay? The women should be studying at home. All right? So now this woman, a woman is not supposed to leave the house unless she has a mahram or not a teacher. Although it's wrong for anybody to put their hand on a woman, Muslim or non-Muslim, okay? That is wrong. But the woman supposed to leave the house with a mahram, and she didn't, all right? She's working by herself, and the Mawli cannot protect the women in that school, okay? That's the job of a mahram. Mm. So why do you start a school where women have to leave the house and be isolated in another place? Hmm. When that same woman who's teaching, if she goes to the masjid to pray namaz, that's makruh tahrimi, guna kabira. So how can she teach outside of the house? Okay? It's the asli thing. The original problem started with the movie. He should have never started the school for girls. Okay, my rant is over.
It just goes, we have to always go back to the roots, and it's difficult to digest for many, but as long as the truth has been spoken, and I like what you've said earlier, especially that we, about the parents, that we have this, if you look at it just in this light, and that's why I encourage parents, teach your children Alif Pata. Why do you want to leave it for that Appa or Molana to benefit? They'll benefit.
Right.
But you put that first If you teach your child Alif Ba Ta, that means for the rest of their child's life, whenever this child grows old, 70s, reading Quran Sharif, you are getting that rewards. But we say, no, no, leave it for them. But that's a perfect opportunity. But even that, we're not even willing to do that little. And the benefit of it,
Women won't cook. Yeah. Huh? When the wife cooks a pot of rice, every grain of rice makes dua for the wife.
Mm.
Okay? But we let the masi cook. why do you want your masi to get that reward? The whole lifestyle now is finished now.
Mm. Allah make it easy for the ummah. And what else can we say? We have to just work on different things, different ways, and inshallah hope that because we can't lose hope also, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. But yes, these issues need to be brought up, and of course we need to speak on these things. Mufti Sahib, Jazakumullah khairan for your time. We'll meet you on Monday now. So have a good rest. And inshallah, we'll speak on Monday.
I'll give you the update on Monday, inshallah, about the protest. Islamic protest at the Islamic school.
So wait, let's just put this on record. They said that nobody must go to the newspaper. So you said, let's forget what they saying. We are going straight to on air. We're going to air this thing and it's going to reach South Africa.
Alhamdulillah.
We'll send you the podcast, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.